week or so ago, challenged Chris Dem. AI had ranked the catchiest songs of the last 50 years. I gave you the artist, and you came up with every single song title correctly. 10 in a row. You got all 10 of them. Oof. So now there's something different. These are the best pop songs of the 1990s.
Oof.
I bet you get all 10 of these as well.
Best pop songs.
Yep, best pop songs. They've been ranked.
Not my favorite decade.
No, I know, but I still think you'll get them. I'll give you the artist, and you come up with the song.
Okay.
These are the best pop songs of the 1990s. Number 10, Natalie Imbruglia.
I think she only has one song. Torn.
Nothing's right, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith.
Correct. Baby Shay, you're a child of the 90s?
Yes.
Fan?
Love this song.
Good song.
Gorgeous lady, by the way. Beautiful young lady.
If I remember my VH1 pop-up video, she was a soap actress in Australia, her native
right?
Australia.
Is that right? Know. Okay.
So that's what explains the looks. Yeah. She was beautiful.
Yep. But only the one hit. Horn.
As far as I know.
Great song. Okay. You're one for one. The next one's a layup. Hanson.
Oh, my boys. Bop.
BB Shay.
Classic. Love it.
I challenge anyone not to sing along to that. In fact, the other day I was thinking of when they ranked those 50 catchiest songs, or 10 catchiest songs of the last 50 years. This should have been on there. The catchy as it gets. That's a catchy MF.
What happened?
Did you glitch?
Sorry. I don't have my right-hand man in here today. Very difficult.
Looking there expecting to see Biggie, and there's
right.
Round-headed BB Shay.
That's a great song.
But a lot of people despise this song. They really, 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 really hate it because they say the lyrics make no sense. What is an bop?
So singable, though. So terrific. Now, okay, a challenge for you. These are the best pop songs of the 1990s. Also ranked by AI. Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. Bop by Hanson are 10 and 9. 8, Madonna.
Honestly, that's going to be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
90s Madonna?
Yes.
Man. I'm not going to get this one.
You might.
Can I call for backup?
Maybe. Well, no, because he...
Oh, he knows the answers?
He knows the answers, yeah. Yeah, full disclosure, he knows the answers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the year on it. I know you love it, and I don't. That would be Vogue. It's 90s?
1990.
Woo!
Good get.
I was going to say Express Yourself.
That's 90s? That's 80s. That's 80, like 89, I believe.
Is it?
88, yeah. Baby Shay, your thoughts on this song?
Not my favorite.
It's not my favorite Madonna, but I love it.
A little dramatic to me.
A little dramatic. I used to play it in college until the dorm walls shook.
From your neighbor saying, turn that S down.
Yeah, I wasn't into all the grunge that everybody else.
No, man.
That wasn't my scene. That was more Madonna. These are the best songs of the 90s. Torn, Bop, and Vogue. That was the one I thought would be very tricky. Trying to get 10 for 10 here. TLC.
Golly, they had a couple too, right? Mm-hmm. TLC. Oh, God. It's just best pop songs?
Yes, these are best pop songs of the 90s.
The 1990s.
Torn, Bop, Vogue, and now TLC.
Well, again, I'm torn, like Natalie Imbruglia. Oh, God. Is it Waterfalls?
No.
Scrubs?
No Scrubs.
Dang it.
That's the first miss. Baby Shay,
I like Waterfalls better personally.
Yeah, I do too.
Good song, yeah. But I like Waterfalls better.
I think it's a better pop song.
Yeah.
What's this AI? What are you going to do? I don't know what they're talking
what
about.
What do they know?
What do they know exactly?
Everything.
That's a, ain't that a fact? You know, I think I'm getting scammed by AI. I just read that 40% of people get a scam text once a week, and I get them. And it's what it says is, we just reviewed your resume, and we'd like to hire you for a job making great money. And I keep going to the link, and they never.
I keep putting in my credit card.
I put my credit card in 10 times. I cannot, they never get
Where's
back.
Where's the job?
I'm constantly getting, oh, man, we just saw your resume. You sound like just what we've been looking for. Yes, this is great.
Am I being scammed?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you another one I got the other night. I did not reply to this. I think it was wise. Probably 6:30, 7 o'clock, just sitting on the couch, and I get a text and it's from an unknown number, and it says, I just sat down to a cozy dinner and thought of you. You want to join? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the screen porch, dear.
It's like, what? What is this? You know, I mean, that's they're trying to lure me in. You know, So I'm almost like, what? Who is this? Who? What? Yeah. So watch out for that. I just sat down to a cozy dinner. Thought of you. Want to join? What? Celine Dion is at number 6. Best pop songs of the 90s.
Gosh, she has a score.
Mm, she does.
It can't be the Titanic song.
Best of the bunch in my mind.
Facts. Preach.
Yes. What a big voice for Celine. Tremendous.
An incredible voice. But yes. To me, this is like an opera. This is not pop.
Such an enormous hit, though. Because of the movie.
Well, I mean, if you're pop for popular, yes, but pop for what I define pop music as.
We should reveal to B.B. Shea. That's the only thing that'll get me to the Sphere in Las Vegas, if they show Titanic on the screen so that I can see her pubes.
Not Celine's.
No, not Celine.
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet, yeah. Biggie said you could see full bush in the...
when they blow up the image.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen what they've been doing with Wizard of Oz?
That's what we were talking about. Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh, my God, yeah. Titanic would be great. Like, water comes dripping from the sky.
Cold water.
Yeah.
To B.B. Shea's point, like, I didn't know this, but when they did at Sphere, when they did Wizard of Oz, dirt and stuff flies around the arena, the theater, during the tornado.
Yes.
But in the poppy scene, it snows.
It's unreal.
It snows, and there are real monkeys flying around during the flying monkey scene.
I bet they could make it feel incredibly cold when it's about to hit the iceberg. Don't you think?
Yes.
And drop the temp?
Yeah, I bet they drop it down.
Crank up the AC?
Yeah, guaranteed. Number 5, best pop songs of the 90s, Backstreet Boys. Speaking of the Sphere.
Golly, I think the one that people... remember the most, because they had tons of hits.
Mm.
I Want It That Way.
That's 5 out of 6 so far. 4 left. Your thoughts, B.B. Shea?
Best pop song ever written.
Let's not oversell it.
Do you know the choreography to the dance?
No, when I was younger, I did.
Best pop song
ever
written.
Is there a video of that?
No.
B.B. Shea calls it the best pop song ever written.
It's a fine pop song. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Number 4, Cher.
Believe. Do you believe in
love after love? This is the best pop song ever written.
I'll see y'all Backstreet Boys.
Raise your Cher.
This and some mushrooms?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 3, Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. Well, I think didn't we ask this before?
Yes.
Is it Wannabe? I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. This is two lists.
The only one on two lists. Also in the 50 catchiest songs of the last 50 years. If you want to be my lover, Wannabe.
Who was your favorite Spice Girl?
Posh Spice.
Is that contrarian? Do most people say Posh, or do they say?
No, she's hot.
She's the best.
Yeah, she's the hottest one.
Is she with the,
she's with Beckham.
Yeah, I thought so.
Nobody ever gives any love to Sporty.
That's what you would say.
She was probably the best singer of the group, Sporty was. Sporty,
yeah.
But, nah.
No. Whitney Houston at number two. Second best pop song of the 90s.
It's not my favorite Whitney Houston, but I know it's the world's. Bodyguard. And
yes. Baby Shay, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Off
perfection.
Off the charts. Great. And the best pop song of the 90s. And Chris Dem get it to go 9 for 10. Only missing that TLC. Britney Spears.
A plethora. But do you go to the source? The Garden of Eden? Hit me, baby. One more time.
Yes. Yes. Baby Shay, your thoughts?
Perfection.
This choreography I've seen him do.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Dang. And that has a Titanic part in it too, where they like swim down to the bottom of the ocean and get it. Is that the one? No.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about where that at the end they're like, at the end of some Britney Spears song, they're like, "Where's the diamond? Oh, she's got to swim down to the bottom and get it." You know what I'm talking about?
In a Britney song?
Yeah, there's a Britney song where they put Titanic in it at the end.
Isn't this the one where she's in the red jumpsuit?
No, this is the first one.
Oh, this is when she's in the schoolgirl outfit. Okay.
Well, there you go. You know what I'm talking about with Britney Spears and Titanic?
I don't.
That's not ringing a bell.
In some versions of a Britney Spears song, and it may be in a different song, they're like, "What happened? Where's the diamond? Oh, baby, it's down at the bottom of the ocean." And she'll go, "Well, I'll swim down to the bottom and get it for you." It's like a spoken word part of it. Phones are ringing off the hook.
I don't know.